I'm contemplating my headstone. I'm not dying, and not planning on it anytime soon. I'm not dark, nor am I a fatalist. I'm not even truly sitting here wistfully contemplating my mortality with existential thoughts of the great beyond. Those who know me can tell you I'm not all that wistful, ever. I also don't burden myself much with the great beyond. However, my headstone puzzles me. How do I want to be remembered? Go with elegant and understated? Elegant and understated fits me like a donkey in a tuxedo. Perhaps a granite structure in the shape of a Jack Daniels bottle with a CD of all my favorite songs on a motion sensor repeating loops. Clearly my favorite, and the Mighty Dozen would probably agree. But what would it say? As much as I talk in real life, I want the stone to be short, sweet, and to the point. A good man and a good chef. Now, one might ask why I don't mention my wife and children. Well, my love for them borders on fanatical, but loving your children and being in love with your wife is all part of being a good man. Things like integrity, character, and a long list of other attributes that I hope to have or will learn before the final day make you a good man. A good chef, well, that's a little harder. Esquire magazine did an entire issue on how to be a good man. It spoke about all the things that men know how to do. It made me think of chefs. In a previous quick shot, I have explored in my own slanted way the various and sundry line positions. All of those positions contribute down the road to chefness. As a thinking man, which I try to be on occasion, chefness is the destination. Having that as a destination, it made me think that maybe we should discuss the trip. It also made me realize that someone should write some things down while in the midst of trying to become that ever-elusive good chef. Stuff I've figured out, stuff I'm still figuring out, stuff I may never figure out. I may be strong like bull and smart like tractor, but I do know some stuff. So here goes. Good chefs are great cooks. They love the process, the ingredients, the traditions. They're passionate about flavor and presentation. We'll spend hours coaxing flavor and tenderness out of something a Bengal tiger would say was a little chewy. However, cooking isn't enough. I know great cooks who aren't chefs, like I know some chefs who aren't great cooks. Good chefs know how to use their equipment, every single piece of it. Whether it's a micro-sized mom and pop or a monster hotel so big you could park airplanes in it culinary factory, they know it all. They know which fryer cooks hotter, which oven is off by 20 degrees. They know how to make the RoboCoop work even when the plastic safety sim is broken, and they are always broken. They know this because the show must go on, always. Good chefs are teachers, first, last, and always. Naturally, they teach their staff, but cooks can do that. Chefs teach the wait staff. Chefs teach catering managers and convention service managers. Chefs teach the public about their food. Good chefs give their knowledge away. Good chefs know all the swear words, but also know it's not cool to use them most of the time. Good chefs also know they can most likely drink you under the table, even if it's a skill you'll never witness. Good chefs don't have nights out with the boys, if the boys include members of his own staff. Good chefs read, and they read a lot. They realize that none of us knows everything about our profession, but boy, we damn sure want to. Good chefs can also write. It may not ever be anything more than a clear menu description or a staff review, but they can put sentences together in a clear, concise manner. Good chefs have a sense of humor. There is a time and a place for it, but they like to laugh. Passionate people always do. Good chefs make it their business to know other chefs. We know we are competitors, rivals even. But we know who we are and we support our own. We go out of our way to help other chefs. Good chefs bring it when they don't have to. They push the quality of an $18 lunch as much as they push an $80 dinner. They stay and do dish up after 14 hours. They work 16-hour days and 18-day weeks. They call on their days off, even though they know everything should be okay. Good chefs are somewhat knuckleheaded in this area, but they have trouble letting go. Huh. I've just looked at this list. It's shorter than I thought it would be, but it's a work in progress, like all journeys are. Some of the things on here would indicate that I'm not yet a good chef, but I'd like to think I'm on my way. I know for a fact that all the great and even simply good chefs I know are first and foremost good men and good women. I'd like to be in their company and be able to expand this list as time and experience allows. I want to be a good man and a good chef. And when it comes to the end, I hope someone thinks enough of me to put that on my headstone.